St. Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C offices located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, as well as everyone working behind the scenes, especially Thomas for all of his help, especially today. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk with some great guests, and I've made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guests for this week, I want to mention that if you want to view the website associated with today's program while listening, you can visit girlsinc-pinellas.org. That's girlsinc-pinellas.org. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So it's a pleasure to welcome my guest for the first time to the show, Christina Fortner, the Executive Director of Girls Inc. Welcome to Job Talk, Christina.
Hi, Dean.
I'm awfully glad you're here. It's been a long time trying to get you get together, but I'm so happy you're here. So let me begin by thanking you for being here today. And also, before we start the interview, I want to thank Desiree Moore for introducing me to you. So thank you, Desiree. I really appreciate your effort. And as always, I like to start the interview by letting listeners get to know my guests on a personal level. So please give us a little history on yourself up until the time you took your position at Girls Inc.
Hi, Dean. Well, thanks to Desiree also, and I'm happy to be here. I am originally from the West Coast, and I moved to Florida from there, and even prior to that, a little bit of a gypsy. I was a military spouse. I was married to the Air Force for 10 years, and we moved from Germany to Texas and to Arizona and settled down in Arizona for quite a while. I finished my undergraduate and my graduate degree there in Arizona. I went to the University of Arizona, so I'm a Wildcat.
What did you study there?
I studied psychology, a minor in sociology, and then my graduate work is in counseling psychology.
Nice. Okay. And so, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit. You were in Germany. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. My oldest daughter was born there, and we lived in Germany for 3 years. Didn't get to do quite as much traveling as I wanted to. We were a pretty young couple. But it's incredible. I could have spent the entire 3 years just touring Germany.
And what was Texas like?
Texas, not so much. I wasn't a huge fan of Texas, and it was, you know, allergies, and we were there for 2 years, and just not a lot of educational opportunities. The area that we were in Abilene, and just not as much opportunities for myself and my daughter as I had hoped for. So,
and what part of Arizona did you end up in?
All over, really. We lived in Tucson first, and that's where University of Arizona is and where I went to school for my undergraduate. And then we moved up to Phoenix for work eventually. So I started my work in nonprofits in 2004 with the Blake Foundation, worked with healthy families. And that job was something that I felt very passionate about. It's a child abuse and neglect prevention program. Mm-hmm. They also have it here in Florida.
Really?
And I started with them doing parenting education in the homes. And when I was fortunate enough to evolve in that position, became a program supervisor and then a statewide coordinator, then that's when we moved to Phoenix. So in Phoenix, I was a statewide coordinator with the Department of Economic Security with their Division of Children, Youth, and Families. So
what kind of a role was that? What were your duties there?
That was overseeing about 120 different communities across the state of Arizona because the Healthy Families Program was very large there. So it was a quality assurance position, looking at contracts. It was more of a behind the scenes and behind the scenes quality assurance position. So I went from more of the direct service to supervising those that did direct service and then supervising whole programs.
And how long were you there?
With Healthy Families from 2004 until 2009, and there was actually a layoff at the state level. So there was a period of time there where, you found something you were so passionate about and loved doing, and then it wasn't there any longer. So I did go back to clinical work. I was a clinical supervisor for Arizona's Children Association there, and I did worked for a children's behavioral outpatient unit, so oversaw those programs, counseling and family plans, individualized treatment plans, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
And then how long were you there?
I was there until 2011 and 2010 or 2011. And then I worked for Child and Family Services, Child and Family Resources, Inc., actually. And they had a program, Parents as Teachers. It was back to the parent education and more of a different role, a different capacity. And I was recruited to do, in particular, the promotion there that I received was to do program development from the ground up. So we started brand new programs. We created even down to the logos and marketing and how to recruit parents for the first time. So that was a huge learning experience for me.
Mm-hmm. And so what brought you to Florida?
Well, we had somewhat of a shift, and we had some family health issues as well. And after sort of some soul seeking, my oldest daughter and I said, where do we want to move? We want a fresh start. We want to move somewhere new. We looked at San Diego. She wanted to move to Chicago or New York or somewhere like that. And I just said, no, that's not for us. And we had...
It's a little cold.
Yeah, and a little different culture. Yeah. And, the hustle bustle of the city life just isn't for us. So we had been to St. Pete many over the years, visiting really great friends and family here. And we loved the area. We never wanted to leave when we came here. And so we decided on St. Pete. And fortunately, I was recruited by Girls Incorporated just shortly after we made the decision to look into moving.
So how long have you been with them now?
I've been with Girls Incorporated for a little over 3 years. Okay. I started with them in February of 2014.
So. That's great. Okay, so let's talk about Girls Inc. It's got a very interesting history. So can you tell me a little bit about the history of Girls Inc.?
Absolutely. It's been a huge evolution. Girls Inc., it's a national organization. They've been around for over 150 years, came out of Civil War times and Industrial Revolution times to when women didn't necessarily have the resources to take care of the home, but men were off to war, men were, and they needed to be able to provide for their families as well. So that's it. We originally came around, over 150 years ago.
Was it always named Girls Inc.?
No, we were Girls Clubs of America for the longest duration. And in the early 90s, we were actually, the counterpart to Boys Clubs of America. And so Girls Clubs of America, when Boys Clubs went co-ed and became Boys and Girls Clubs, we didn't want to be named the same. We wanted to be identified as a unique organization. And a girl, I believe she was 7 or 8, actually came up with the name Girls Inc. and said it was because growing up was serious business. So that's where the logo or the name came from was Girls Inc. Yeah.
Okay. And so you're actually called Girls Inc. Incorporated of Pinellas.
Yes.
And so tell us about the how many offices do you, or branches do you have throughout the United States?
So as I mentioned, we're a national organization. So we have national standards that we adhere to and guidelines, but there are 84 different affiliates over the United States and Canada.
Wow.
So there, you know, it's a great reach, but there isn't any in, surprisingly, in Arizona or Nevada. So I had actually never heard of Girls Incorporated before I was recruited to work for them. The affiliates are each individually operated, and they catered to that particular community. So, mm-hmm. you know, a Girls Inc. in Omaha may look completely different than our Girls Inc. And even the one in Sarasota, we have six affiliates here in Florida. We have one in Panama City, Jacksonville, Winter Haven, Lakeland, and Sarasota, and then Pinellas. So there is quite a great diversity here in Florida.
Great. And tell us about your mission.
Our mission is inspiring all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And by strong, we mean healthy. By smart, we mean educated. And bold, we mean independent. So it's addressing, you know, obviously it's changed a lot since Civil War days to now on what girls need in the community and what obstacles they face in society. And so we attempt to address the current girls' issues, what they're facing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, since you've been here, Christina, what have been the biggest challenges that you've had to deal with?
Overall, it's adjusting, you know, as a role as an executive director, you need to be connected to your community, and it's, you know, connections like yours and with Desiree and rebuilding those relationships over time that have really taken the most energy and effort. We look for people to be involved with our organization that are passionate about our mission. And so it's really getting the word out that we are more than a licensed childcare facility or more than an after-school program. And we really want to build relationships with people who are passionate about the same and committed to the same mission.
And so how many schools do you associate with in the area?
We serve all of Pinellas County schools. We can serve any of them, but we transport from 17 schools in our area. We're located in Pinellas Park off of 61st Street North and Park Boulevard, and we transport from 17 different schools, but some parents do choose to privately transport their children so that they can benefit from the services. And in the summer or in spring break, even on the in-service days, we provide full day services, mm-hmm. and parents transport during those times.
And so where are those schools? Are they just in Pinellas, or are they outside of, in Tampa Bay in general? Or?
No, they're in Pinellas. We have had a big demand we've had Girl Scouts reach out from Tampa. We've had other organizations reach out and say, hey, why aren't you in Tampa area? Unfortunately, our sphere of influence doesn't reach that far. We don't have the infrastructure in Tampa to support that, but we are center-based, so any opportunity to do outreach is completely separate, and that it might be something that we're able to do in the future. But
do you think you're going to be opening up other branches?
It would be wonderful. We did do a pilot summer camp program with the help of the Heller Foundation, and we did that in South St. Pete, and that was in the summer of 2015, and we had some great success there, but it was a pilot program to see what the interest was like, what funding was available, and that kind of thing, but we haven't been able to commit to doing that long term at this point.
Mm-hmm. And Christine, I know that Girls Inc., you know, is a licensed child care provider and provide programs dealing with healthy living, life skills, and academics. But Girls Inc. is also a national organization known for being experts on girls' issues. Could you talk about some of the gender-specific services that Girls Inc. provides that address obstacles and issues that young girls face?
It does surprise some people that, you know, there are, when they say, oh, well, you know, women and men are more on an equal playing field than ever at this point, but there are some very clear issues that affect girls. And a common question I get is, why isn't there a Boys Inc.? Well, I really feel that there are gender-specific issues that can be addressed in, you know, a single-gender environment, and that there should be a Boys Inc. to address what boys deal with. But some of the obstacles that face our young women now is, in particular, we look at graduation rates. you know, a third of our girls not graduating from high school. A lot of those due to another issue that they face with teen pregnancy. So when we're looking at, you know, graduation rates and teen pregnancy, you can, you know, the ripple effect of that throughout their entire life and the obstacles they'll face due to those things. Those are two things we address. We also look at confidence and body image and health. And so we want to make sure that our girls are not only making healthy choices, but they're taking healthy risks and doing things. You know, it was a big risk for me to move out here to St. Pete for a position or for a job and to uproot my family. But we want them to feel confident in themselves to take those healthy risks. And then finally, you know, addressing being bold and independent, we don't want our girls to fall victim to things like sexual abuse. And one in five young girls, and that's probably largely underreported, will be victims of sexual abuse. And that's something that, you know, in the services that we provide, those are long-term outcomes and for generations to come that we're hoping to make an improvement with.
Well, that's great. My guest today is Christina Fortner, the executive director of Girls Inc. Pinellas. And so tell me about your programs, Christina. Let's start with the after school enrichment program. What is that all about?
Our after school enrichment program, I mentioned that we transport from 17 different schools, but we have girls come from all over the county, depending on, you know, them having private transportation. But we address issues that make us unique. And when we talk about, we have what we say is the Girls Inc. So in our after school program, we provide six different things that address, help us make change or institute change. And one of those things is the girls-only environment, but it's not only girls-only, it's a pro-girl environment. So we are encouraging the girls to work together, encouraging the girls to communicate positively with one another. We address things like anti-bullying, and really trying to encourage them to be supportive of one another. We also provide mentoring relationships with our staff, between our staff. So we're hoping that each of our girls are able to identify on an intimate level or personal level with one of our staff. That's really a catalyst for change. As far as programming goes, we do use research-based curricula. Some of it is moving towards evidence-based or is evidence-based, and intentional programs with interactive activities. So that gets at three of our aspects of the Girls Inc. experience. We're our teachers, our staff is a mix of certified teachers and childcare professionals, and they create lesson plans. We do a lot by theme. So we try to incorporate multiple perspectives when we're teaching, and it sort of camouflages it. You know, mm-hmm. we don't just say, hey, we're not an extension of the school day, but they are learning a lot at Girls Inc. And our two of our focus areas, we have a STEM specialist and a literacy specialist. And so we do concentrate on STEM and literacy, because those are two areas that, you know, literacy, if our girls and boys aren't reaching benchmark by third grade and then by eighth grade, the likelihood that they will see academic success or go on to college.
What does STEM stand for?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so this year, as an example, our after-school enrichment program, the theme is architecture by design. So girls are learning all of the science, technology, engineering, and math through our theme. So they are looking at blueprints. They're looking, we're having engineers come and talk to them. They're learning about culture and how to people build pyramids in ancient Egypt, and they're learning. It's from all of these different perspectives to really give a wraparound approach.
Sounds good. Do the parents get involved as well?
They do, and we encourage parents to be more involved. We have Kathy, our community development coordinator, and I and the staff have been talking about a parent advisory council, and we would like to get more parents involved in the planning of events and activities and themes and that sort of thing. But they have volunteered for garden projects. We have an organic garden on site, and they've volunteered for projects like that. We have family cooking nights where they learn how to cook on a budget. We've provided financial workshops in the past, mother-daughter communication workshops. So we have a variety for parents as well.
Well, that sounds good. So let's talk about another one of your programs, which you call Operation Smart Summer Camp.
Mm-hmm. So Operation Smart is one of the Girls Inc. National Identity Programs. So it is research-based, and it really allows us the flexibility to incorporate our partners in the community. So we have, we do have a theme again for Operation Smart, and that's our spring break and summer camp. So we start the theme with summer camp, and it continues through the entire school year. So we have partners, everyone from NASA and Lockheed Martin to Tech Data, Cisco Systems, Bright House Networks. We have some really great STEM partners in the community. We have a huge academic pool here with USF and St. Pete College, Eckerd College. So we have really great connections with them as well. They come in and work with our girls, mentor our girls, and show them other, expose them to other activities and ideas too. So they've been huge players for us.
And, you know, I don't know if I asked you, but does SMART mean anything other than smart? Does
it it's science, math, and relevant technology. So okay. It's just a spin on the STEM acronym. Yeah.
Okay, well, good. And also, do you also offer full daycare and programming services during school breaks and non-student days?
We do. We go by the Pinellas County School District, even though we do serve some private and charter schools. We go by the Pinellas County School District calendar, and our calendar is on our website also. But our next in-service day on February 20th, you know, is a day that the school district closed, but we're open from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. So any of those full days, the only time that we're not open that the school district is closed is the winter break. So we are closed during that time.
And Christina, you're also a parent of four daughters, two teens, yes, and 202 years old. Wow, what a mix that is, huh? And so why will they be, or how are they already, Girls Inc. girls?
I can tell you, so my daughter just turned 17 on Sunday, and we've had some really great conversations where it's just always an example to me of her embodying the Girls Inc. logo and mantra. But she, I want my girls to pursue things that they're passionate about with confidence, and I want them to also be independent and, you know, if whatever life partner they should choose, that they're a complement to one another, not dependent on them, not fall victim to, you know, some of the issues that girls face out there, and to make healthy choices themselves. So very proud of the older two for the, you know, decisions that they make and how they approach life and their enthusiasm for things. And then the little two, you know, you just look at one's 15 months and one's 3 months, and I just hope that they see some things that are being modeled by their older sisters, and that they follow in those footsteps. So
it's definitely a personal thing with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And you're listening to my guest today, Christina Fortner of Girls Inc. Pinellas. And so tell us about some of the upcoming and yearly events that you hold. There's one coming up shortly called the Champion Spotlight Gala. Tell us about that.
That is coming up very quick. It's at the club at Treasure Island on Friday, March 3rd. And it's our second annual gala. So this is the second year that we've been honoring a person in the community that is a supporter of Girls Incorporated. So when we say that they are receiving a Champions for Girls Award, it's because of their, you know, commitment of giving time, talent, or treasure to Girls Incorporated. And with these two women that we're honoring this year, it's Fran Hosh of Fran Hosh Law Firm and Angela Belts McCourt of Tech Data and Cisco Systems. So the two of them have given time, talent, and treasure to Girls Incorporated. And we are proud to present to them on March 3rd. Present
that award. I guess Kathy's working really hard on this right now.
Yes, she is. Otherwise, she would be here today. So she, you know, that event is a nice, elegant, low-key event, but we have fun. There's dancing. There's a great meal by the chef over at Club at Treasure Island that's custom choice for us for the night. We have a silent auction and live auction, and we are raising funds for our program specialists that come in and work with the girls, whether it's on our staff, like our STEM and literacy specialist, or outside people that come in and share their expertise with the girls. So that's what we're trying to raise money for, that and always raise always money for scholarships for the girls to be able to attend.
Right. And so if somebody wanted to attend that event, can they sign up for it or register for it?
Yes. You can go to our website, www.girlsinc-pinellas.org, and you'll see a link to our Champion Spotlight Gala, and that's on Friday, March 3rd.
That's great. Also, you have an event called Crafts in the Park. Tell us about that.
We've been in Pinellas Park, in the city of Pinellas Park, since 1961. So we are a staple in the community. And part of our contribution to the city is to coordinate this. It's actually Country in the Park is the name of the festival, but we coordinate the Crafts in the Park version and or portion. And the vendors, the outside vendors that come and share their arts, their crafts, their services, they have booths. They rent a booth. We have everyone from Mary Kay to woodworking to, anyone that wants to share their expertise with the community, they rent a booth and they have it there. So there's a lot of outside vendors. There's live music. The fire department puts on a chili cook-off. You know, it's a good time, and it's at England Brothers Park the weekend of March 18th.
And I think that's on 81st. Avenue.
Yes.
Pinellas Park.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. When is it again? March what?
March 18th is that Saturday, I believe. So it's the 17th and the 18th.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And is it free to go
to? It's free. And you, people go, and depending on what you want to do, if you want to get gifts for people, if you want to join the chili cook-off, I'm not sure the price of that, but you can get a bracelet and try all the different chilies, and the music is free, the environment and the atmosphere is
great.
Free. So
wonderful. And you always have great weather, I'm sure.
Yeah, not always, not every year. We have not.
Okay, well, let's hope for this year. And you talked about STEM, and also understand you're having a STEM luncheon.
Yes, that is another annual event for us, and it's one we're really proud of. We present an award to our STEM Woman of the Year. This year, we will be taking nominations right after the gala that we just kind of dive into planning for that event. We last year also had it at the club at Treasure Island, and we honor a different woman who is known for her commitment to the field, known for her progression in the field, and also known for her commitment to young women and feeding that STEM pipeline with bright young women in the field. So that is our criteria. We have, those three areas that we concentrate on, and we'll be taking nominations for that. And that's on Cinco de Mayo. That's on May 5th. We don't have any other details to offer right now, but you can definitely check our website and see.
Right. And you can send me that information. I'll mention it again, because that sounds like a really good event to attend. And also the last one I want to talk about is your father-daughter ball. That sounds like an interesting event that you have.
And that's our event that really gets at the heartstrings of the community every year. So we have one that we're able to present an award to women who, our gala that have shown a commitment to girls in the community. We also have our STEM Woman of the Year, but this is completely different. This is for our community. This is for our girls. It's for our, to encourage that relationship with that male figure in their life. And so it's a father-daughter ball, but we have uncles, grandpas, neighbors, anyone bringing that special little girl in their life. And for all ages, we have kindergartners through, and toddlers even come in their fancy ball gowns and, feeling like a Disney princess for the night. And then we have teenagers who, might be the last time that before their wedding that dad is dancing with them, so it's an emotional night. It's a great connection to the community. And that is in September every year. And we do, not only can you choose to go as a couple or more than one girl, but you can also choose to donate so that other girls can go that couldn't normally afford it. So
that's a great
event.
Yeah. All right. My guest today is Christina Fortner of Girls Inc. Pinellas. And so now, Christina, let's talk about jobs. And let's begin with your high school internship programs. So please tell us about that program, how one can apply, and what the benefits are for those participating in the program.
Great. Well, we do service, I didn't mention that we service girls kindergarten through high school. So when they do get to high school level, they need to earn, you know, Bright Futures hours towards those scholarship programs. And we do offer that at Girls Incorporated. We are also featured on the Pinellas County School District website as a provider for that. The girls can fill out an application. It's very much, you know, a prep for real world job interview and all of that. So they do fill out an application. They have an interview with our curriculum director, Erin Senek-Dom, and they are able to discuss goals for that internship. So they do not pay to come there. It's seen as a mutual benefit. You know, they come up with goals. They decide what areas, if they'll be working directly with the girls in our art program, in our library, and what really caters to what they may want to do when they get older. We want it to be meaningful for them. So we do have the high school internship program, and girls can apply if they're going into their freshman year in high school.
Okay. Is there any other criteria that they need to have?
We do look at the application to see where their interests are, what, you know, their background is, and if it's a good fit for them. And if they say that they have a completely different career path, and then maybe we can make a suggestion with one of our partners. So we just want to make sure it's a good fit and they get value out of the internship.
Okay, great. And so do you have any other current openings?
We are always looking for program instructors. We do hire a balance of child care professionals and certified teachers, as I mentioned before. In the summertime, we increase our staff by about 8 to 10 people. So we are currently, you know, looking to make connections with those that may come and be program instructors or group leaders in the summertime.
And what kind of qualifications would they need to have?
The experience working with children and in education in particular, being able to, you know, be a teacher is one thing, and you have a classroom of well-behaved kids, hopefully, that raise their hand when they need to use the restroom and walk in a single file line and all of that. Well, our girls are different. You know, they are encouraged to speak up. They're encouraged to be engaged and interactive. So, yeah. So it's somebody that can be flexible and has experience working with children, has experience in education possibly, but also can be flexible. We're also looking for good role models and mentors that are able to connect with our girls on a different level. So we've had a variety of men and women working for us over the years. We have some teachers that come back every summer because they love the girls and they miss working with our programs. So.
Nice. Okay. And do you also look for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. So we have several different ways that you can be involved as a volunteer. And either Kathy Michael or Erin Senek-Dom would be able to talk to them in more detail, but it's also an application process. And depending on the amount of hours that the person would be volunteering, they may need to do a background clearance if they're a regular volunteer and have over a certain number of hours. But it is an application process. We look at, you know, what are you most interested in? Do you want to help with special events only? Do you want to work directly with the girls? Do you want to work out in our garden and provide instruction for that? We have a great dad that to a little girl at our center that he's actually coming in, volunteering him and his construction crew to do work in our admin offices that's really needed. So we do have a variety of ways that people can volunteer.
That's great. You know, and a job-related question is, you know, if somebody who's looking to join your board, you know, do you welcome those inquiries as well?
We do, and we actually have a nomination process for that. So if someone is interested, they can definitely reach out by email to me, and I can put them in touch with our nominations committee. And the process for that is very similar to a volunteer and intern. There's an application process, but it's a little bit more detailed. You know, we take them on a tour of the center. We talk to them about Girls Inc. and see what really lights a fire for them as far as how they connect with our mission and how they feel committed to the cause. So we are looking for board members. We're actively recruiting and I can definitely point them in the right direction for that.
And you're looking to expand that by how many?
Well, over the next few years, we're looking at expanding it by 5 to 7 members.
Okay.
So
great. Well, hopefully we'll find some really good board members listening here. Wonderful. You know, and I always like to get my guest's opinion about the talent pool in St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area. So when you've had to hire people, are you able to find the talent you've been looking for?
I have. We've been very fortunate to find some really, really great people. And, you know, when they do leave us, it's usually been to pursue other, we had two great teachers that have been there for 3 years that the girls just adored. Actually twins, Miss Tamika, Miss Tavika, we miss you very much, but they just left to pursue their master's in speech and language pathology. And so when people leave us, it's usually to, you know, Desiree Moore used to work for us and she left to pursue her passion as well. So we understand that there's, you know, will be turnover as people decide to take a different path. But we've been very fortunate to find great talent and to keep and retain that talent over time.
That's great. And so that brings us to the interview tip of the week. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at Girls Inc., what one piece of advice would you give them?
I absolutely love when someone comes into the interview and they have looked at our mission, they've looked at our website, they've felt some sort of personal connection to Girls Incorporated, and they come in prepared to talk about it. We've had lots of people come in and say, you know, oh my gosh, you guys do such great work, and you know, they had never heard of us before, and I love to see that commitment and enthusiasm and passion come through in a job interview. I realize the real world necessity of having a paycheck, and we all, you know, have had jobs that maybe we had really struggled to find that we could be passionate about coming to work every day. But we are a small nonprofit. We have a small staff, and the people that do work for us are all committed and passionate individuals. So.
And that kind of brings me to, you know, are you looking for corporate sponsors or individuals for donations too?
That is, I mean, as a small nonprofit, we are always in need of that. And it's because we want to be able to provide the best quality services to our girls. So we have some great corporate partners, but we are always, we're on a campaign, our Champions for Girls campaign, where we are, you know, looking for individuals who connect and want to give back and have that philanthropic need in the community. So we are looking to be the focus there as time goes on. And wanting corporate sponsors is always something. It's not just a connection for dollars and for the girls and for the programs, but it's also what opportunities and exposure can they give our girls. And you know, our partners at Lockheed Martin, they have come to our special events. They've provided funding, and our girls go on field trips there. And it's an amazing program. It's called Creating the Future. So we are looking to build that relationship with donors, both corporate and sponsor and individual sponsors.
That's great. And so what would you say to those interested in moving their family or businesses to the area? I know you've lived in several different places, you know, throughout the country. Would you recommend St. Pete and Tampa Bay in general, and why?
I really do. And my daughter loves it here, and our little beach bums, the one-year-old and the three-month-old, I'm sure will love it here also. You know, there's so many things about the St. Pete area that drew me here. You know, the cost of living isn't, I had told you we looked at San Diego, the cost of living here is not anywhere comparable to San Diego. The area as well seems, it still feels like a small town. It has that small town community where people want to help one another out. It's also a great place to do things. I mean, we have professional sports. We have, you know, there's a lot of live music and art, that sort of artsy scene. And there's also great academic opportunities. So there's just a lot of opportunities here overall, and a lot that drew us here.
That's great. And so at this time, I'd like to give my guests an opportunity to give a shout out if there's anyone that you'd like to say hello to.
We talked about my daughter's birthday. So it was Katie. It was her 17th birthday. And we are still trying to get our 18-year-old to move to Florida. So shout out to Abby. And then Rosalie and Violet are our little ones. And Corey and Mama, my mom lives with us, and Papa Kirk. They're all taking care of the babies. So nice. Shout out to them. Our great staff, we have Brenda Banks as our center director, Aaron Senek-Dahm is our curriculum director, Kathy Michaels, our community development coordinator, and Gail Volrath is our operations manager. So they are our leadership team, and our staff looks to them and appreciates them very much. So
that's great. So if anyone would like to apply for a job, donate, or learn more about Girls Inc., how can they do that?
they can go to our website as if they want to just make sure that we're a good fit for what they're looking for. It's www.girlsinc-pinellas.org. They can also feel free to email me. It's kfortner@girlsinc-pinellas.org, and that's also on the website. If they're looking to volunteer, they can feel free to reach out, or whether it's special events or volunteering with the girls, they can reach out to Kathy. So we each have our different take, but if they email me, I can point them in the right direction.
And that's actually on your website too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And do you have a Facebook page?
We do. And you can search Girls Incorporated of Pinellas, and you can find it there, or on our website, you can click on the Facebook link.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Christina, thank you so much for being here today. I've really enjoyed the conversation and hope you'll come back again. And thanks again for all of you, all that you do for the community. I really look forward to the next time you're a guest on Job Talk, and maybe Kathy can be a guest
on
that.
Yeah,
that'd be really good. And thanks, and best of luck to you in 2017.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks for having me.
So you've been listening to my guest today, Christina Fortner of Girls Inc. of Pinellas County. So if you're a parent or a student and would like more information on this wonderful organization, please visit their website at girlsinc-pinellas.org. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Our friends at the Island Reporter remind us of the St. Petersburg Fine Art Festival being held on February 25th and 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the grounds of North Straub Park in downtown St. Petersburg. The park will be transformed into an outdoor gallery showcasing extraordinary original handmade artwork, and there will be fine art crafts from exquisite works in painting, glass, mixed media, ceramics, sculpture, photography, metalwork, digital art, and more. So for more information, check out the article at theislandreporter.com. Also, if you're interested in broadening your knowledge of St. Petersburg and want to get engaged in the community, consider registering for Focus St. Pete. This 13-hour program will be held over 3 days, February 21st, 24th, and 25th, and it assists professionals to establish civic relationships and learn more about the inner workings of the community with a minimum expenditure of time. I can personally recommend Focus St. Pete, as I attended the program a while back. It's really an excellent program. So for more information on that, visit the Chamber's website at stpete.com. And now it's time for my shout-outs today. My first shout-out goes to Maggie. We'll be having an operation tomorrow. I hope that all goes well there. And to Larry and Debbie in Texas, it was great to connect with you again. I hope you'll consider Tampa Bay when you decide to relocate. And to my friend Emily, who I found out sits on the board of Girls Inc., which is really, really good. I appreciate all of your comments and questions to ask Christina today. And so to all of you, I hope you'll take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and there are new shows in production all the time. You can always listen to past Job Talk shows, and you will find some interesting and fun podcasts there too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's Radio St. Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all the St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
Listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com. where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.